Test 8. Part 1. You'll hear three different extracts. For questions 1 to 6, choose the answer A, B, or C, which fits best according to what you hear. There are two questions for each extract. Extract 1. You will hear two people who are waiting for a friend. Now look at questions 1 and 2.
You'd think in today's world of modern technology she could manage to be on time, wouldn't you?
You know what Pam is like. There are always 100 last-minute jobs to do before she can finally walk out of the house.
Does she really need to check everything 3 times before she leaves?
It's not as if she is deliberately late. You know that.
I know. It's not her fault, but it still annoys me.
Well, we've got a lot to do today, so I suggest we get the must-dos over and done with first, and then we'll see if we still have time to go to the matinee cinema.
Okay. But I need a hot coffee once Pam arrives. I'm freezing.
Now you will hear the recording again.
You'd think in today's world of modern technology she could manage to be on time, wouldn't you?
You know what Pam is like. There are always 100 last-minute jobs to do before she can finally walk out of the house.
Does she really need to check everything 3 times before she leaves?
It's not as if she is deliberately late. You know that.
I know. It's not her fault, but it still annoys me.
Well, we've got a lot to do today, so I suggest we get the must-dos over and done with first, and then we'll see if we still have time to go to the matinee cinema.
Okay, but I need a hot coffee once Pam arrives. I'm freezing.
Extract 2. You will hear two people talking about forensic technology. Now look at questions 3 and 4.
I was watching a fascinating programme last night about forensic evidence and how the police use technology to solve crimes. It showed how DNA testing is used more and more to link a suspect to a crime scene. An eyelash can be enough. Of course, it's still got a long way to go, and who knows what method of detection they'll dream up next, but it's remarkable what's already been achieved.
I agree with you. But I'm a little apprehensive about the idea of our DNA information being put onto a central police computer. Someone could have left DNA at a crime scene and be a suspect, but they may not have committed the crime, especially if they know the victim. No system is foolproof.
Now you will hear the recording again.
I was watching a fascinating programme last night about forensic evidence and how the police use technology to solve crimes. It showed how DNA testing is used more and more to link a suspect to a crime scene. An eyelash can be enough. Of course, it's still got a long way to go, and who knows what method of detection they'll dream up next, but it's remarkable what's already been achieved.
I agree with you, but I'm a little apprehensive about the idea of our DNA information being put onto a central police computer. Someone could have left DNA at a crime scene and be a suspect, but they may not have committed the crime, especially if they know the victim. No system is foolproof.
Extract 3. You will hear two people talking about their son. Now look at questions 5 and 6.
Jimmy doesn't seem to communicate with me anymore. If he's not out with his friends, he's in his bedroom doing goodness knows what on the internet. He used to be much more chatty at dinner time.
Well, can you blame him? You're always at work, and when you come home, you're so tired that you fall asleep in front of the TV after dinner. You have no idea what his interests are, and actually you spend a fair amount of time surfing the net yourself.
Yeah, you have a point. Perhaps I'll ask him if he wants to go out on Saturday, and we'll have a lad's shopping spree and lunch together.
Good idea.
Now you will hear the recording again.
Jimmy doesn't seem to communicate with me anymore. If he's not out with his friends, he's in his bedroom doing goodness knows what on the internet. He used to be much more chatty at dinner time.
Well, can you blame him? You're always at work, and when you come home, you're so tired that you fall asleep in front of the TV after dinner. You have no idea what his interests are, and actually you spend a fair amount of time surfing the net yourself.
Yeah, you have a point. Perhaps I'll ask him if he wants to go out on Saturday, and we'll have a lad's shopping spree and lunch together.
Good idea.
That's the end of part 1.